Back here on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we're joined now by head coach of the Central College tennis program, Ryan Farrell, and we're talking men's tennis as their season has officially kicked off for the spring with just a handful of matches. Coach Farrell, I know there's a lot of excitement to get this spring season underway. Just overall thoughts on getting the season started up and getting those first two matches under your belt.
Yeah, well, first, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. I would say that it's in between the end of the fall season for the women and the beginning for the men, it's such a it's a reasonably long break of just not a lot of matches or practice or anything. And I haven't gotten to yell at anybody for a really long time. So it's really kind of nice to get going again and get these kids going. And it's just the thing is we are a very deep team but a very young team. And the only way we can really get better is by playing. So it was good to play, and we actually had 18 kids playing on Saturday, so that was fun.
That is neat. And before we talk about any of the matches this year, you kind of alluded to this squad, kind of the makeup. It's a team that features a little bit of experience, a little bit of youth as well when you look at this team, and even some of that experience brings some youth with some of the underclassmen as well. But when you just kind of look at this team and how it's kind of set up for this season, what's kind of your takeaway between that mixture of the experience and the youth?
I would say that because we have such youth, the maturity level of the team kind of dips a bit, and that's not a bad thing, but it just makes practice a little more intense, a little more fun, because you got all these kids are just like puppies, excited to be there and be playing and whatnot. So it's just, they're pumped, they're excited, and then like the seniors kind of just start flowing into that mode as well. So, but it's been good. Energy's been great because we have to practice from 8 to 11 o'clock at night because I got 21 guys in this program. So we have to split the team up a little bit so that, because we don't have enough space. So we do that. We go 8 to 11 o'clock at night. We do an hour and a half with one group, hour and a half with another group. And then we ask everybody to hit with either my assistant or me once a week, and so they get the individual attention that they need. And then we kind of go from there. But the energy's been great. The attitude's been awesome. But the tough thing is once things get started, that's when it gets a little hard for mentally for the guys, because then you're assigning a number basically to every single guy. And some guys will agree with what you say and some guys won't. And the thing that I told everybody on the team is, like, you can't complain unless you got a way to make it better than what it is. So if you don't like where you are, you can't sit there and say, well, I don't like it. You got to talk to me and you got to tell me why you don't like it and how you can make it better. And those are the rules, because it's like we have so many guys on this team. If everybody just was allowed to complain, then all of a sudden I'm just fielding complaints all the time. So it's just I want these guys to learn how to express how they think and feel, but then also have an idea of how to fix it. I always say, don't tell me a rocky the water is, dock the boat. And that's going to be an important life lesson as well, because that's something we try to attempt to teach here, you know, is just how can you be a positive contributor to what's going on, even in a negative situation. So we got to make sure we do things the right way. But it's just overall, so far in the first two matches, we got a lot of depth. We got a lot of talent. We got a lot of grit. We got a lot of determination. I think the future is very bright for this program this spring season.
I would agree with that. And again, we've got Ryan Farrell, head coach of the Central College men's tennis team, here on today's Lely Radio Sports page. Just looking at this team, we mentioned that mix. I know with some of those returners, especially in the varsity lineup, there are a couple of the names that'll got to be there for people to remember is AJ Wilkins, Aiden Fletcher, and Jack Briggs, who's one of the local kids on this team as well. Looking at those three, I know they were at the top of the lineup in that first match of the season against Carleton. What do they kind of bring to this team at the top of that lineup to kind of help spearhead things as you're getting ready to getting into the thick of the spring season here and getting things going?
I would say Aiden and AJ are my captains on the team this year. Aiden is one of those people where he looks at a court and it completely makes sense to him. And he'll know exactly what to do against somebody and how to do it to make their life hard. So that way the only people that kind of take him down are players that are just flat out better than him, you know. But the thing that he will do, you may be better than him, but if you don't know how to use the court, he's going to get you. Because he knows how to use the court in his advantage. I mean, he sees the court so well, and he's just really has grown up and done a good job and just turned into quite a great young man. So I'm very excited what he could do in his final semester here. AJ is just one of those kids that he's, like I said, also a captain. His leadership is in a unique way. He's the kind of guy who kind of puts his arms around everybody and just is like the big brother to everybody that just loves everybody and everything. And And he's just amazing. He's also the kind of guy that makes me want to be a better coach because he's such a good, good kid. And I really enjoy having him around because he's just awesome. I'll be really sad to see him go, as well as Aiden. And it's just because, like, both those guys, they bring something so unique to the table as leadership and as players. To see them go is going to be hard just because they're not only talented, but they're just good kids. And I've really enjoyed my time with both of them. And it's never enough, right? So I would love it if we could have more, but, you know, it's time for them to go, and they're going to move on to bigger and better things. Jack, I tell you, as a freshman, you never know what they're going to be like when they come to college. Because, like, Jack's success was so high for Pella High School that, you know, you get to college, there's a plethora of players that are better than you. And Jack is learning that, you know, there are a lot of talented players. And so putting him as high as he is going to be tough, but he is beyond ready for the challenge. I talked to him a lot, and we've been working on his mind a lot and trying to get him to understand the way things are. And the thing that I've learned is he is all gas, no brakes, all the time. And normally I would try to attempt somebody, try to learn how to kind of pump the brakes a little bit every once in a while, maybe play at a level to where you'll still win, but you don't have to go super hard, fast all the time. And he's just like, "Coach, I don't know how to do that." And I said, "Okay, fine, do it your way. And I will learn as much as I can." I go, "But the moment your body starts breaking down, you got to start listening to me." But the way that he plays, he's so intense and he's so tough. And, like, even in practice, every single point he plays is like a match point to him. He is like a mini Rafael Nadal. I mean, it blows my mind. Where when Rafa plays in any match when he was in the beginning of his career, it was like match point to that guy. And he just would not stop. And so Jack is just like that. And so it's been great because Jack makes his presence known on the court, and he makes it known that right from the first point that if you're going to beat him, you're going to put some work in. And so either you rise to the challenge and you're ready to do that, or you're kind of like, "I'm done," and you go away. So we'll see what happens, you know, but I think he's really adapting nicely and doing some really great things. So I think his future is really bright here at Central.
Very neat, too. And before I let you go, I know that this fall you guys didn't get a lot of home matches for the women's tennis squad. That is not going to be quite as big of an issue because of the renovation of the tennis courts being complete here. I know you guys were displaced a little bit this fall with that, being able to get those new tennis courts up and going for this spring, how awesome is that going to be to break those in and just get that opportunity to test out the new tennis courts? And I believe this is the first time in over 15 years since they've been redone.
Well, I tell you, it's like we got them resurfaced. I think by my second or third year here. So they got like a new coat of paint, basically. But 1991 was the last time that sets that foundation was actually messed with. And that's when the courts were installed. So, you know, it's been even longer than you think. I tell you, the first thing you got to do with this kind of a project is you got to thank Don DeWard and the city council because they heard our plea and we came to them with an idea to help the pickleball community. And so we have pickleball lines on the courts as well as tennis lines on the court. And if it wasn't for Don DeWard actually listening to what I had to say, then we may not even have these done, you know. And then the city council was excited about the collaboration of the idea of us working together. And that just makes it even better. And then you got to thank Paula Allen and the pickleball club because they're the ones that were receptive to what we had to say. And they're excited to be a part of this project, too. You know, and honestly, we had a company down in Wichita. The owner of it is named Daryl Snyder, and he's a great guy. I've known Daryl for quite a long time, and he surpassed my expectations. And I know he's in the tennis construction community, he's like a god, and he's actually exceeded everything that I thought they could possibly do. So, I mean, they're absolutely stunning and beautiful. We got a sunshade that still needs to get installed, and that's really going to be like the coup de grace to it all, and it's going to be great. But yeah, it's just, we're really excited. I mean, Pella High, you know, you got to thank Matt Fouch and the Pella High Athletic Department because they let us in with open arms and let us play. And we've developed a really great relationship in which we'll continue to use Pella High courts whenever and as often as we can, as long as we don't conflict with what they're attempting to do. you know, because it's just, it's collaboration that I absolutely love. And so I want to help out Pella High and the Pella Pickleball Club and the city as much as I can. And they are willing to help us as much as they can. So, and because of that, it just makes life even better and more fun. So we're real excited to get things going this spring back at home. And yet in the future, I mean, you know, there's so many tennis courts in this town that we have the opportunity and the ability to do so many things. And so with that, it just allows us to be kind of a tennis match developer juggernaut type thing, because the last 2 years we've had the American Rivers Conference individual tournament for the men and the women, where both tournaments had over 100 players here. And we're able to run those things and get things done in an efficient manner because of all the space that we had and we could provide. So, you know, the future's bright. It's exciting. I think we got our best stuff in front of us, not behind us. And I think we're headed things in a great direction. You know, and for anybody that has a ton of money out there, our next goal is to build a building. So if you are interested, please let me know.
Coach Farrell, appreciate the time as always. And looking forward to seeing how the spring semester goes for the Dutch men's tennis team and seeing the success of Central men's tennis.
Yeah, thank you. And I see that you're a Las Vegas Raiders fan. I'm so sorry. So have a good day.
Appreciate that. Again, that was Coach Farrell of the Central College men's tennis program here on today's Lely Radio Sports page.